Vet bills can be expensive, but Spot Pet Insurance can give you up to 90% cash back on vet bills, so you can worry less about high vet bills. Yep, up to 90% cash back on vet bills for unexpected accidents, illness, and even routine care. And with Spot Pet Insurance plans, you can go to any vet you want in the U.S. or Canada. There's no network you need to stick to, so visit your favorite vet, and you can save money on expensive vet bills. That's Spot Pet Insurance. It's no wonder Spot is America's favorite pet insurance. Visit spotpet.com for a free quote today. For all terms, visit spotpetins.com/sample-policy. Spot Pet Insurance plans are underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produce Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC. This is an independent ad from Spot Pet Insurance Services, LLC.
You or Jayla? Yeah.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And it's our fifth birthday today. For the listeners, yesterday, January 18th, Monday, is our fifth birthday. We're 5 years old officially. Isn't that wild?
5 years young.
5 years young. Oh, we're so young. We start kindergarten this year.
5 years old. I guess that's old for a podcast, but also young for a podcast. I don't know. Sometimes I see podcasts and it's like, our 10th year. And I'm like, when were you podcasting? Like... Did I even know what podcasts meant when you were starting your podcast? Which, like, is kind of amazing. Like, I'm impressed is what I'm saying. But also...
Didn't podcasting...
Feels like we did it 100 years ago.
The first podcast was... Because a podcast is an Apple word, which is always fun to remember that podcast is a word that
right, it's
Apple
made
literally
up.
Made up.
They made it up when they started to let people upload podcasts onto their system.
Onto their iPods.
Right.
Podcasts were launched by Apple in... 2004. Yeah.
It's older than you think, but it took a while for, you know, everyone to get on board and for every bachelor and bachelorette contestant to start their own. So then now, you know, they're common because every bachelor and bachelorette has them.
And our birthday
January 18th,
which we share with some people.
According to Famous Birthdays, it's weak. We share our birthday with Jonathan Davis of Korn and Kevin Costner. Are the two most notables?
Well, the two most notables are Jason Segel and Estelle. They're up ahead of them. But then Jonathan Davis and Kevin Costner are 25 and 26 respectively, which is funny to me that Jonathan edges out over Kevin.
Like American Boy Estelle is what you're talking about.
Yes, American Boy Estelle.
Okay. Okay, great.
And forgetting Sarah Marshall, Jason Segel.
I would love to get us on Famous Birthdays. Like, how do you think we get on Famous Birthdays? Because I'd love to see where we rank. We're definitely off the ranking, but like maybe we'd bump up someday.
We could. It would be fun if we could just be the first, because I've seen, you know, there's all sorts of people, like professions, but they're all humans, you know. I've never seen a podcast on there. We could start
right,
the trend. We could just
right.
email them. I'm sure they're receptive.
Right.
I'm sure they're responsive.
Contact us with any questions or concerns. I could say, please add me. This is my birthday. Not me, my podcast. But I don't know if you forgot, but last time we talked about our birthday, or at some point we decided that January 17th was the most chaotic birthday day, and it really
it
holds up. Let me just read to you again if you forget. By the way, my Google ads right now are Kristen Knitters, We Are Knitters, by the way. Every single Google ad is We Are Knitters by Kristen Ritter.
Well,
Kristen
I cut
Ritter's
that.
We Are Knitters.
I did cut that from the podcast, but Kristen Ritter has a collection at a... knitting
Sorry.
Company where she
called
sells
We Are Knitters.
We Are Knitters, and she has a collection there where you can like make sweaters that Kristen Ritter wears.
Right. So Google now remembers that I was looking at the website for Kristen Ritter's We Are Knitters, mm-hmm. and it won't let me forget. Okay.
Google does not remember that segment was not funny and cut by Bobby. So.
Okay, I'll let them know. Okay, January 17th birthdays. This is why we call it the Chaos Day. Here we go. This is in order by how Famous Birthday ranked them. This is like. Ascending. We're starting at the top and ascending, so you can
descending.
Only guess the ranking. We're descending. Fuck. Okay,
Lindsay, you'd be
right.
A terrible pilot.
Okay. Yeah. yeah, that's the only thing I'd be terrible at. Okay.
You said ascend.
I know. I'm just saying, like, that it implies a lot of more
no,
things
I'm
I'd be bad
you
at.
No, I'm quoting you in a cockpit yelling at someone on the ground, but you said ascend.
Okay.
Ms. Weber, that means go up. That means up. I don't know words.
Okay. Jake Paul, Betty White, Michelle Obama, Jim Carrey, Muhammad Ali, Steve Harvey, Quenlin Blackwell, Dwayne Wade, Calvin Harris, Benjamin Franklin, Ray J, Zooey Deschanel. I'm still going. Lil Jon, James Earl Jones, Kid Rock, Tiesto, Maury Povich, Lucy Boynton, Willa Fitzgerald, and Eartha Kitt. Page one. That's page one. And that's me skipping all the YouTube stars I've never heard of. Sorry.
There's so many. There's so many like children on this list.
Including Skeppy, who's number two, who beats Betty White, who's 99 years old. Betty White is 99 years old.
Jake Paul, two. Skeppy, three. Betty White, four. Michelle Obama. Unbelievable.
What's crazy to me is the Betty White thing. I know we were all like yesterday, like Betty White's 99. Like, that's awesome. But remember when the internet was like 99% Betty White?
Yes.
When we had like not a care in the world.
And we were like, it's so cool that Betty White is old. Isn't it awesome?
Can you She's believe outliving that nothing everyone else. Bad is happening in the world and Betty White is old? I mean, it really was a focus of culture for a significant amount of time. Now we're like, wow, Betty White is 99. I wish I don't want to live that long. Seems in this time.
I don't need to see what the world is like when I'm 99. So, bye bye.
Anyways. Betty White's 99, we love it, and she was born on January 17th. We were born on January 18th, therefore we are basic and not part of... If we had started one day earlier, Bobby, we could have been in this chaos, but we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. I think you got someone to sing me happy birthday. I got someone to sing you happy birthday. Let me play okay. her.
Happy birthday to you.
Jessie J is like Jessica Cornish, I think. But you know that, you know that guy, the old YouTuber, Davey Wavy? My friends and I had a joke where his real name is David Wavid. And so it still makes me laugh. David Wavid.
Yeah.
And so it would be funny if Jessie J's real name, if you did some Googling, Jessica. It's not. But she seems like she would be a Jessica, don't you think? Jessica.
Yeah, I feel like the people who wrote Happy Birthday would hear that and be like, not our vision. Like, it's good, but they would just be like, that's off script. Another very much off script happy birthday song I actually prepared for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, dear LA.
Oh, my
happy birthday to you.
Is that Britney Spears singing to L.A. Reid?
Yeah, that's Britney Spears singing L.A. Reid at American Idol. The best part about this clip is that Demi Lovato is there and she's watching and you can tell in her mind she's like, I could have sung. I could have sang Happy Birthday. I'm here.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Just taps in. Tap in.
Hello.
Before we move into Demi Lovato, I just want to read you the most Just Jared Jr. headline I've ever seen. I opened up Just Jared this morning, and on the right, you know, it says, like, because I never willingly go to JustJaredJr.com, like, no thank you, but on the right.
I always willingly go to JustJaredJr.com.
Just Jared is constantly trying to get you over to Just Jared Jr., so on the right side
I know,
of the screen,
it's always really
like,
have you got... It actually is
They're
weird.
They're like, have you been over here? Have you been over here? Have you been over here?
It's like, Just Jared is too young for me. Just Jared Jr. is dangerous.
And so... I'm reading about Justin Timberlake officially confirming he and Jessica Biel welcomed a second child. Find out his name. It's Phineas. Who cares? Very themmy. Dumb. And
cares?
It says, and Just Jared Jr. is calling my name over on the right because I see this headline.
Bobby. Noah Bobby. Centineo went to the orthodontist.
No, he got Bobby. His tonsils taken out. Noah Centineo gets his tonsils taken out.
Dove Cameron walked down the street in Malibu, Bobby.
Dove Cameron. So, not Dove Cameron.
That was
so
the headline.
Noah Centineo gets his tonsils taken out. That's
incredible.
A story on Just Jared Jr.
I love that. That's my favorite type of story.
Apparently he had like chronic tonsillitis, you know, when that happens. And he's like, just take him out of me.
I don't know, but seems scary. I don't like it.
Okay. Speaking of scary, Demi Burnett and Ruby Rose no, had a quick thing. That's not scary.
I had a good transition and you said speaking of scary. Speaking of Demis, mm-hmm. Speaking of Demi Lovato, there's another Demi in the news. Demi Burnett. Demi Burnett of Bachelor fame, right?
Of Bachelor in Paradise fame especially, whose Instagram handle is Demi, not Lovato.
You might remember Demi, a.k.a. at Demi underscore not underscore Lovato, Demi Burnett, from the Bachelor series. Most importantly, when she was on Bachelor in Paradise, she's bisexual, and she was like, oh, I'm dating a woman, FYI, to everyone. And the producers brought the woman to the Paradise and made the woman, like, compete in the show. I mean, they were already dating, but, like, compete in the show. And at the end of the season, it was very sweet. She proposed to Demi not Lovato, and then they broke up a few months later. So,
oh, wow.
TV, it's really, TV's so romantic.
Who would have thought a bachelor couple getting engaged for television and then immediately dumping themselves?
But what's crazy is they didn't even meet on Bachelor. They met outside, and Bachelor still broke them up. Like, truly iconic. Like, oh, Bachelor is such a relationship ruiner that even a relationship that was steady and strong without the show was broken by the show.
Christian Paige Haggerty.
Will you marry me?
Of course I will.
So, Demi, this is, I have to, here's the thing. I have to read every word.
You don't have to do everything. You don't have to do anything.
I have to read every single word that Us Weekly wrote about this story because I could not say it better myself. I don't think anyone could report the news that Ruby Rose slid into Demi Burnett's DMs with the breathlessness, with the detail, with the, I don't know, derangement of Us Weekly. Let me just, from the top. Flirt alert. Demi Burnett revealed that Ruby Rose slid into her DMs after she came out on Bachelor in Paradise in the summer of 2019. The Bachelor alum, 25, joked about Rose, 34, being the, quote, catalyst of every girl that goes gay during the Sunday, January 10th episode of the We're Having Gay Sex podcast before sharing her cheeky story about the Batwoman alum. Okay? That whole sentence is a monstrosity, but it keeps going.
Cheeky.
Yeah. Quote.
Cheeky.
Cheeky. She DM'd me one time and I almost died, Burnett told host Ashley Gavin. It was really funny because she said, hey, and I was like, oh my gosh, she's sliding in. I was like, this is it. The Big Demi Energy podcast host said that she was, quote, freaking out before she figured out what to reply back. I was like, hi, what's up or something? And she said, sup, she recalled. I was actually doing something cool, but that it wasn't cool and I made it sound like it. Burnett remembered that she was at the WWE at the time, so she mentioned casually that she was just filming on set right now before asking the Pitch Perfect 3 actress what she
I'm
was
sorry,
doing.
I'm sorry, what? Now we've had mentions of a podcast called We're Having Gay Sex, a podcast called Big Demi Energy, the WWE, and Pitch Perfect 3.
Mm-hmm. And then we have this final paragraph, which is very confusing to me. Maybe you could shed some light on it. So this is, again, Demi, not Lovato, talking. She's like, I was just messaging you because Demi Lovato told me to, as in Demi Lovato told Ruby Rose to mention to DM Demi Burnett. I was like, oh, because me and Demi Lovato are good friends, and Demi knows I'm obsessed with her. Her, as in Ruby Rose. So Demi was probably like, you should DM her. She's going to love it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I thought she was hitting on me. So I feel like I thought she was hitting on me. Makes it seem like Ruby Rose wasn't. So
I gotta say, Demi Lovato being close with Ruby Rose is uncomfortable for me.
It's Demi Lovato being close to Demi Burnett.
What?
She says, I was like, oh, because me and Demi Lovato are good friends. And Demi knows I'm obsessed with her, meaning Ruby Rose. So Demi knows both of them.
So Demi knows Ruby Rose and was like, oh, you should reach out to Demi Burnett.
Yeah, and Ruby Rose just goes,
flirt with her.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but I feel like she's toying with her emotions.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Ruby Rose has like a Google alert also for like newly gay women. And like it, you know, Demi's profile popped up or whatever on like whatever alert this is. You know what I mean?
Hello. Hi. It's me.
And Ruby Rose was like, hi.
Want to go throw fries at someone together?
Oh, that sounds so nice. I would love to do that. Not someone just. Not at someone.
Not at someone.
Throwing fries. It sounds fun.
Speaking of relationships, Heather Mills most famous for being around in 2006, 2007, and 2008.
Right. She was everywhere.
She was everywhere when she was divorcing from Paul McCartney. Everywhere. No one could stop.
That's why when I saw her name, I was like, oh, her? Like, she? Her? She's back? Like, this woman?
Because why time travel?
She was such a tabloid fixture for, like, a good 3 years or something. Maybe 1 year. Maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe it was a limited amount of time.
It was a couple years because that divorce went on forever because he's so rich. And they had a kid together, and then I think things got complicated. We don't have to get into the complications of that divorce. I'm sure you can look it up. But it had to do with the fact that they had a kid. He's like one of the richest entertainers in the world. And people couldn't get enough of it because here's this model, most famous for being an amputee. So she was like a model who had a prosthetic leg, and people thought that was very cool, whatever. But that's like a notable...
And they both were vegans. That's a notable thing about her. She's a vegan. She's a notable vegan.
But as you said to me off mic, like, it was also a thing because she wasn't Linda. She was sort of a rebound after Linda died.
People were obsessed with the idea of Linda because Linda was the perfect woman.
Oh, they were the perfect couple.
And then her sickness was so sad, and it really dragged on in a sad way. I don't mean to seem like it dragged on. I mean, it was just really, really sad, and it went on for so long. And when she died, it was really sad. And him rebounding with this new blonde woman, I think people were like, who is this woman? And when they finally divorced, people were like, we never liked her anyways. Remember Linda? And it was like kind of rude.
It was rude. It was rude.
Yeah.
But now
she's... But now she has a new toy boy.
She has a new toy boy. He's 36. She's 53. It's been 13 years since her divorce. And she's engaged. It's sort of boring. He's just like some rich guy. Like... They try to call him a TV executive, but then I found his IMDb. He's worked in exactly like one movie. He's
good
just
for
like,
her, though.
Good for her, I guess. The found best thing about the story is the
way that she met him.
They met on a train in somewhere in Europe. It doesn't say where, but they met on a train. And they started talking it up. They started talking. And then apparently she left a note for him. And the note said, you're hot. Email me. And then I had her phone number.
They're
still together.
Love that. I love that the paragraph after how they met says, Heather, who shares a teenager with 78-year-old Sir Paul, is currently in Dubai on business promoting her V-Bites food range.
I am.
You're where doing what? I'm sorry. You're who doing where? You're doing what?
Well, she's very into being vegan. We know that.
Okay, we get it, but Dubai? Is that where
the celebrities, they're living in a different world. And one thing, like, you know what? We can complain about celebrities traveling left and right. You know where we stand. You know where most people stand. Celebrities shouldn't be traveling.
We stand in our own homes looking sad out the window.
Seriously.
That's where we stand.
But, like, one thing that still blows my mind
is, like... We stand like Amy Adams looking out.
It's so unfair that they haven't released it yet. Whatever.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, you're mad about the movie. You're more mad about the movie than you are about celebrities traveling, but yeah.
That's true. I'm more mad about not being able to see Woman in the Window than I am about not being able to not look out
my own
window.
If I have to be in here, I might as well be watching Woman in the Window.
If Netflix had released Woman in the Window when they acquired it however many months ago, I would have watched it like every day. It would have been my activity.
But of course, it's coming out this summer. When I look at my watch, I'm going to be busy. I'm busy all summer. I'm not...
I might be vaccinated. Are you kidding?
I'm busy.
If I get that Johnson & Johnson one shot, I'm out the door. I'm at the beach with you.
Even if I'm not, I'm 6 feet away at the beach with you.
I told Lindsay that this was, if we get vaxxed in the spring,
if you
this is the summer
that, though,
of beach.
You have to do it. And you're going to go to the beach once and say, never mind, and then never go again.
You go to the beach and then you're like, this sucks.
No, it does.
Maybe it won't this summer.
It won't. It's the best. Okay,
I'll get my egg salad. Okay, here's the thing. Celebrities are constantly traveling. We know this to be true. It's not interesting to call out the fact that, like, Dua Lipa's in a jungle again. Like, Dua Lipa's over here again. Like,
it's always
they're traveling.
Dua Lipa.
It's always Dua Lipa. Okay, it's like celebrities are moving left and right. We get it. It's dumb to complain about it. What I don't understand is why they don't take one extra minute, one extra second, to wait until the service industry employees in the frames are not there, because it makes everything even more dystopian. This photo that she posted is her like smiling with her vegan cake, and in the background are two what looks like servers at this restaurant looking miserable in their masks. Heather is not masked, by the way.
I know.
And
wouldn't
it's just
you
like,
wait for them
God,
to just
wait,
like, move out of frame?
Try
create
to
create
like,
the fantasy.
Create the fantasy. If you're gonna do this, make it a fantasy. Like, don't remind me that you're doing this really depressing fucking thing. whatever.
Right. Don't,
it's weird.
Don't remind me that other people there are still, you know, protecting themselves and you're out here like eating your vegan bites. Like, yeah, it takes away from them. It really ruins the mood of what you're trying to sell me, which I'm not buying anyways.
I'm not buying anyways.
But thank you, Heather Mills.
Heather Mills is here and she's made it her mission to make us all go vegan. And to prove it, she is cooking a meat-free chicken, in inverted commas, curry, and some vegan cupcakes. Good morning, Heather. So
morning.
Vegan is nil animal product at
yeah,
all.
No eggs, no dairy, no meat, no shrimp, no beef, no chicken.
Luke Evans, I'm obsessed with Luke Evans. Lindsay knows this. We've had to cut
know,
Luke Evans
I'm
segments.
Like, I'm like not obsessed with Luke Evans, but like I'm happy to entertain your obsession when he comes up.
Okay,
like, so, I get it. He's gay. He's hooey. He loves wearing Speedos. He dates people. He's dramatic.
Speedos.
I get why you like him.
He's drama. I love how drama he is. I love that he's been around forever.
He
I love
lives
that.
I for
love
the drama.
My favorite thing in the world. Find a straight woman in your life who doesn't really pay attention to pop culture
sure.
and tell that straight woman that Luke Evans is gay, because I'm telling you, there's a 90% chance that she does not know.
No, well, that's like, no, it's true. It's like every day a new person learns Luke Evans is gay.
Gay people know that Luke Evans is gay. They base their life around it.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, are you kidding me? Straight women? I cannot tell you the number of straight women who I've been like, yeah, he's gay. Or I don't know how that comes up. Maybe I'm just constantly saying it. Oh, hi. Nice. How's it going, Lauren? Did you know Luke Evans
Luke
was gay?
Evans
I don't know how
gay.
It comes up. But the point is, it comes up. And
what's funny is, like, as a straight woman, I know Luke Evans is gay. But honestly, like, I every time you say it, I'm like, oh, he is? Like, it's still not sinking in.
So he's very gay. It's not like he's, like, in the closet
okay, wow,
at
now
all.
He's very gay. Okay.
Extremely gay. He dates a lot. He loves.
Right. Like, straight women not knowing Luke Evans is gay is not because he's hiding it. It's just because they don't know. He literally is out here saying, hi, I'm gay. Luke
hi.
Evans.
Hello. No, it's like.
Right.
Google. I'm like, right. Google, I've had this conversation with someone where it's like, no,
you're
Google,
like, Google
literally it. Google Luke Evans gay. And then all you will see are him like gallivanting with another man who looks like him in a Speedo on the beach. It's wonderful. I love it.
Well, you say so, he dates men who are. Who
he
look
dates
like
men
him.
Who look like him, which, you know, it's cute. You know, he dates men who look like him. He likes a. He don't be scared because I'm your body type. He's not. He loves men who have his body type.
Did you just quote Demi Lovato?
Maybe I did.
She's back.
She's officially back. So Luke Evans has been dating this guy, Rafael Alara, for almost 2 years. And they've been on and off. I know that I have had him in the dock and he's been deleted. And I know that I've talked about him before and it's been removed.
Oh, he's been deleted. But usually it's by you because you're like self-conscious about how much we talk about Luke Evans
yeah.
or like how much we could talk about Luke Evans if we were left
yes.
to our own devices.
God, I just love him. Like, and the moment he was in Beauty and the Beast when he was Gaston, he like,
oh, perfect
his
casting.
His singing bubble was burst and he's just like, I have to be a singer. And so he's trying desperately to be taken seriously as a singer too. Okay,
I'm
whatever.
Ready to take him seriously. I'm here.
Me too. I've been taking him seriously
like,
for so
I'm
long.
I take him very seriously.
All I do is take Luke Evans seriously.
Needed encouragement. Thank you, LeFou. Well, there's no one as easy to bolster as you. Too much?
Yep. Okay, so I love him. He's a great who because he knows how to get attention and he knows how to sustain attention. So he was interviewed and he also gets kind of prestige-y press. Like, he was interviewed by the Times. He was interviewed by the Sunday Review because he does do sort of big budget A-listy type stuff, but he is definitely a who.
Okay.
So he's being interviewed by the Times Saturday Review and they're asking about his relationship and he says five words. It is what it is. Everyone, by which I mean, you know, the celebrity media, they take that to mean that he is single. You know, it is what it is. He is single. So
it
just
is what it is.
Jared.
Are you dating anyone?
It is what it is.
So
just
what does
Jared,
that even mean?
I Daily would say Mail, Us Weekly. Everyone says Luke Evans broke up with Rafael Alara. They're broken up. They're writing all these things. Luke Evans is broken up. And they're like, he confirmed it to the Times. He said it is what it is. Luke Evans sees all these people saying that he broke up with Rafael Alara. And he's like, that is not true. And he goes to Instagram stories and he types out this.
Well, he never says it's not true. He just says...
Well, he says... He talks around everything.
He says, don't say stuff.
He says, just to be very clear, no one, I repeat, no one knows what is going on in my personal life apart from me. A simple one-word comment made in an interview does not give gossip... It was five words, by the way. Does not give gossip magazines anything more than that. If they choose to create sensational stories about my personal life... That is their choice. They want to get hits to their page. I get it. But the truth is, they know very little about what's really going on in my life. Relationships are hard, breakups are hard, and nothing is black and white. Love is a complex animal. Peace. That's just like the most...
So dramatic.
That is the
gorgeous.
Most theater kid
okay,
rebuttal
Luke,
I've ever
fine.
Seen.
Fine,
I didn't ask.
I take it back. I don't give a shit whether you're still dating that guy.
I love it. I love him. And honestly, he's probably, he's off and on with people a lot. He's probably off.
Yeah, you know? Maybe they're just off. Maybe he's just an off and on relationship.
Yeah, maybe it is what it is. It means that they got married, you know?
It is what it is. Yeah, maybe they're pregnant.
Who knows what
it
means? Yeah.
Could be serious.
Who fucking knows? The point is, thank you for letting me talk about Luke Evans.
You're welcome, you're welcome.
We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand.
This is, I think, the most important story.
Can you just start with the video? Because I feel like we need to like hear the we need to hear the catalyst and then go from there.
I know that there are such bigger things to worry about in the world right now, but if somebody's got to let Elon must know that the Tesla is a secret cat killer, and it's a problem that we've really got to fix. We have now lost, I don't even want to tell you how many cats, because... they don't hear the Tesla crank and unfortunate things happen, and it's really devastating and tragic for everyone involved. So, since the Tesla is so quiet, maybe he could like make one of those noises that like bother cat or animal ears when it cranks up, so that way they know something's happening and they aren't caught off guard and things don't end in a very tragic way. So, you know, Elon Musk, let's figure this out. I mean, you owe me a couple cats. And yes, I'm fully aware that there's some user error involved in this, but I'm just saying, you know, collaborate to save some cats' lives.
How do you want to teach us?
Turkey, your little kitty cat went where?
Turkey wants to teach us.
Jamelyn Spears, Britney Spears' little sister who has her own narrative. She got pregnant at 16.
Lindsay, we all have our own narratives.
She's on TV, Magnolia, blah, blah, Zoe 101. Okay.
Honestly, a great comeback story. Okay, here we go.
Yes. She's in the culture.
So at the end there, what you missed, all of that was very clear. But at the end, she's talking to her daughter. And she's saying, where did Turkey go? Turkey is
the name of a cat.
A cat. And it literally says the caption as she's speaking to her daughter, RIP Turkey. So Turkey's dead. And she said, where did Turkey go? And the daughter says... to Jesus.
So, okay, how many cats has Jamelyn Spears killed with her Tesla?
I mean,
wait, I just want to put it out there. Wait, we love pets. We love animals. Love. Bobby has two cats. This is, I'm sorry, objectively
funny. If I ran over
me,
my cat with a Tesla, I would be inconsolable for months.
Right, but I would still think it was kind of funny that... I would be sad, but I would still
be
like
side texting other people and being like,
I would be like, I'm sorry,
funny?
Barbie ran over a cat with his Tesla because it didn't make any noise and is now blaming Tesla. Like that to me is funny because mm-hmm. of how fast
I don't have a Tesla, by the way.
On this,
like, it sounds like I have a Tesla.
No, Bobby does not have a Tesla.
Well,
so now you're never getting a Tesla. Cat killers.
At one point, she says, "I can't even tell you how many cats, like." This has happened to,
which suggests
of cats.
So, like, if you can't even tell, I can name, if I had five cats, I could name all of them. If I had more than five cats, I'm not naming, I don't know their names.
Yes.
The naming ends.
Later on, she says, Elon Musk, specifically to Elon Musk, you owe me a couple of cats.
Okay,
which
that's
means
two cats.
So it goes from, I can't even tell you, which is more than five, because it's more than you can count on one hand.
Right, exactly.
To a couple of cats, which I think, couple is explicitly two. It's not like we're gonna have this few conversation. What does few mean? It's a couple.
Few is more
two cats.
Few is more than two. Few could be anything. Two is a couple. Yeah,
and so
a couple of cats.
She releases this video, And everyone's like, understandably, losing their minds at this. They're like, Jamie Lynn Spears went on Instagram and said that because Tesla cars are too quiet because they're electric, they're killing, she's run over a bunch of cats. And she's like, that's not what happened. But the way that she says that's not what happened is so perfect from top to bottom. She uses a Instagram post from E! News. And they've been doing this weird, like, explain what they've been doing, Lindsay, what E! News has been doing.
Well, they do this, they've been doing this thing where they'll take a, to do a news thing for Instagram, they'll take a picture of the celebrity and then they'll quote them. But like, in the way that you elevate, in the way that you're quoting someone, it almost elevates that quote to like an unnecessary height. Like, mm-hmm. Right now it's like, it's a picture of Jamie Lynn Spears looking forlorn and it says, in all caps, quote, somebody's got to let Elon Musk know that Tesla is a silent cat killer and it's a problem that we really got to fix, end quote, Jamie Lynn Spears. And it's like this dramatic quote.
So Jamie Lynn reposts the E! Right. News Instagram post of her saying, somebody's got to let Elon Musk know that Tesla kills cats. And she adds on the bottom in Instagram font, not that it matters, but this is a bit misleading. So just to clarify, one, I did not run over any cats. Two, Tesla is not to be blamed. So
who ran over cats?
Blamed,
out of the cats?
Blamed for what? If you didn't run over any cats, then what is the blame for? What is the blame being directed to? Yet again, also, we need an English teacher to diagram all of these sentences.
Either a cat got run over by a car or a cat did not get run over by a car. So what's the answer here?
Blamed for what, Jamie? So two, Tesla is not to be blamed and was never intended to be. Three, user error is admittedly involved. Again, in what? Because you're saying that cats aren't dead. Four, we always check for animals before moving a vehicle. Five, I was only making a suggestion about something I think would be extremely helpful. Again, why would it be helpful? Because cats are dying or not? Comma, and the geniuses at Tesla Motors are the best to go to for said issue. XOXO.
Well, now she's worried that Elon Musk is going to turn off her Tesla.
He can control all the Teslas from his bedroom.
She's now worried because then she posted.
He scrolls down to Spears.
She's kind of funny. She posted a picture of herself and she was copying the E! News format of the quote. And she wrote, here's your quote. Quote, I friggin' love my Tesla Motors, Jamie Lynn Spears.
Which is funny. That's very funny.
It is funny. She is funny. But I just think it's so, she really stuck herself into a hole. Because in a way, yes, she's admitting that she's killed cats with her car, but I have heard, like, let's take that out of the equation for a minute. There is a whole conversation about how Tesla cars, as well as a lot of self-driving cars that they're creating, are too quiet. This is a big problem with electric cars, that pedestrians, be them cat, be them human, cannot hear these cars at night. So if you're driving and somebody is, whatever, there's a problem with vision, or you can't see, or it's dark, or whatever, there's been issues with this. So it's like funny because she is bringing up a point. She's not new to this. Like, people have brought up before that it is dangerous when self-driving cars are electric because you literally can't hear them. And yes, Teslas are pseudo self-driving. They have different, they have self-driving-ish features.
It's so unclear. She specifically says, I mean, I don't know how else to put it. In that first video, she says that she ran over cats. Like,
it is.
I don't know how else to explain.
So either you ran over your cats with your Tesla or you didn't.
What did she say? I can't tell you how many cats. I mean, I have to hear this again. I'm sorry. I just want to hear it one more time.
Somebody's got to let Elon Musk know that the Tesla is a secret cat killer and it's a problem that we've really got to fix.
Cat killer. Okay. She says cat killer. The Tesla is a secret cat killer, okay?
The text in the TMZ article says, Jamie spares us the gory details, thankfully, but she says it's devastating and tragic for everyone involved. She also suggests it's happened several times, but doesn't say precisely how many felines paid the ultimate price. We know Turkey did. We know Turkey did because he went to visit Jesus.
Well, we don't know how Turkey died. That's the thing. So listen.
We have now lost, I don't even want to tell you how many cats, because
I don't even want to tell you how many cats. So I wasn't countless. I don't even want to tell you how many cats. And then she says a couple of cats. That's a lot of cats. And she's saying that the Tesla killed them. Okay.
And then she's saying, I did not run over any cats. So who ran over the cats with the Tesla? Someone had to have.
So is that what the question is? She's saying, I didn't kill them. Her friend? Her husband?
And Tesla didn't kill them, so who killed them? Okay, it's we don't know the answer to this, and I don't think we ever will.
No, because like when she saw the response to this, she's not going to clarify. There's no way this is going to be good news, you know?
The Tesla is a secret cat killer, and it's a problem that we've really got to fix.
Mother's Day. It's American Mother's Day coming up. I know the UK has their own Mother's Day in March, but our Mother's Day is coming
up.
And
we don't just celebrate, you know, biological mothers. We celebrate, you know, people who you could consider mother and those who are mother figures to you. Could be anyone.
If there's a mother in your life who you want to celebrate on Mother's Day, get them StoryWorth. My parents printed out extra keepsake books for them. So now I have one of their keepsake books in my coffee table.
Oh, I love
of
that.
Their stories, which were, I mean, they were meant for my nephews, but works for me. I like having those stories.
You can read
everyone
those stories.
Loves these stories.
Any
the
good stories in there?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Here's a fascinating story. I found out, I don't want to reveal what it was, but I found out what my mom originally wanted to do when she grew up.
Which was what?
She wanted to be a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
It didn't work out. Didn't work out. We love StoryWorth. It helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom, mother figure, ma, mother.
Capital M,
all
mother.
All mothers for years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. You can write the questions. You can choose pre-written questions. It's really as much you or your mother are willing to put in. StoryWorth makes it all a breeze. They just need to respond to that email, long or short. Doesn't matter how verbose your mother is. You get a copy of those responses as they're submitted. And then at the end of the year, StoryWorth compiles all of those stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you can share and revisit for generations to come. You can print a copy for yourself. You can print a copy for the grandkids. You can print a copy for your friends. Print as many copies as you want. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over a decade ago. So give all the mothers in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/who. That's storyworth.com/who to save $10 on your first purchase.
Oh boy, Bobby, when we were on tour, let me tell you, I missed my mattress. The number one
Bad
thing I missed,
beds.
Aside from my toilet, was my mattress.
I missed a shower that I could fit in. You know, I missed a lot of things.
I missed my Helix mattress. What could I say? Sorry, missed my friends and family? Not really, but I missed my Helix mattress. I missed my Helix mattress because they have models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure if you sleep on your side. They have models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in your stomach and your back sleeping positions. Plus, they have enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. If your spine needs more TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design, combining individually wrapped steel coils in the base with premium foam layers on top. It is the perfect combination of comfort and support.
Helix mattresses all come with a 10 or 15 year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take our word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading doctors of sleep medicine as a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for hooligans. Go to helixsleep.com/who and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Moving on. Bow Wow. Shad Moss. Had a new baby.
This just really, I saw Bow Wow in the news because people were kind of yelling at him for having these parties. Still having these parties. He had one in Houston. No
well,
masks, all that stuff.
It wasn't his party.
So.
It was a, that's
well,
the thing.
He was there.
He was there, like kind of opening for Meek Mill, but it was part of a, because like the Houston rules are different. So like these bars get classified as restaurants. Like you can't really get into it. But like the party, I think, was technically like, up on the up and up, like technically the party was legal. Technically it was okay for that party to be happening, but people are still upset when they see a bunch of people maskless as Lil Bow Wow is performing in the background.
And right, because people are shaming Bow Wow, but it's like, shame all the people involved.
Shame
in, like,
everyone.
This,
shame the city of
but
Houston.
That's not
shame everyone. That's
why
not
I put this here. Why I put this here is because I didn't know this. As I was like looking up Bow Wow, seeing what he's up to otherwise, I didn't know, but Bow Wow had a kid recently, or somebody he was with had a kid, and it's his kid, and the kid's name is Stone, and if you remember, Bow Wow's real name is Shad Moss. Anyone who watched CSI Cyber will remember, and so this kid's name is Stone Moss. stone moss.
As in a rolling stone gathers no moss. As in when you search stone moss.
Right.
When you search stone moss on Google, you
get a stone covered in moss.
You get stones covered in moss everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere you could possibly look, you get stones covered in moss. Bow Wow is not mentioned for pages and pages and pages.
Right. And so somebody wrote stone moss, earth science going to be rough. And he retweeted them and wrote, mom named him. I did not.
Mom named him. I did not.
Right.
And again,
his last name might not be Moss. Like, just because his last name is Moss doesn't mean this baby who maybe he doesn't have a relationship that is still his. Because, like, that's what was confusing. It was like, he also released, like, a verse about it where it was just like, it's like, if it's mine.
In his eyes, I'm trying to see me in him. Look, I'm peeping out his swag and I see the resemblance. Seen a boy three times. Shit, why would I lie? Baby mom to bring him through just so we spend some time. Looking and if he mine, well, shit, you know I'm stepping up. Kobe set that example. You know I sent my blessings up. I told you dealing with me was gonna be hard to do.
Facts.
We both caught in this storm, but we gonna make it through.
Yes.
Mama call Light Shy, do me a favor. Keep your dick out of these broke hoes that wanna be famous. I got you, mom dudes. I don't know how I'm still here after this shit I've been through.
Just
because he has a daughter.
Like,
because he has a daughter, so yeah. The verse is about how, like, the daughter wanted to be a big sister. And so it's like, oh, well, mm-hmm. She's a big sister now. So it's sort of like, what is the kid's last name going to be? But it stands to reason that his last name's going to be Moss, in which case his name's going to be Stone Moss. And that is kind of funny. So even if he didn't do it and it was the mom, whose name is, by the way, Olivia Sky. She's an Instagram model, not a
huge Instagram
model.
So it could be Stone Sky.
Stone Sky. Exactly. And also, we don't know what her actual last name is.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe that's like a show name. Right.
But, and also, it's very weird. I was looking through her Instagram and people pointed out, I think, not people, as in people at Hollywood Life, not people.com. So someone at Hollywood Life pointed out that they have not had any public communication on either of their Instagram or social channels since the baby was born. And the baby was born, I guess, in September.
Right.
Which is weird. And as recently as 8 hours ago, she posted this, which could be interpreted any number of ways, but she reposted a Instagram post that said, eventually kids get old enough to understand which parent was the problem. And she responded with the kind of like the deer in the headlights eyes emoji and then 100. So it's sort of like, is she talking about her parents or is she talking about herself as a parent? You know, it's unclear.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another example, though. I don't know that it's as intentional as what has been happening lately. But I have noticed that this is a trend. This is a very 2020/2019, but I think really just a 2020 trend that I think will be extended for the foreseeable future, is that celebrities have realized they can get two news cycles by announcing the birth, waiting a couple of weeks/months.
You think
then
so?
Announcing the name.
Like, if they split up the name and the birth, then it's, you get double the bang.
Press.
Well, what if you release a picture?
Then you release the pictures. I just finding a way to make it drip and make them more interesting by them saying, you know, then they get the narrative of being like, we're private. We don't want to reveal everything to the world immediately. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, you do. You just want the attention. You want three times the attention.
Right. Although it feels like with this situation, Shad Moss wasn't quite paying attention to the details of this baby's life to know the name and stuff like that in terms of like releasing it. Cause somebody literally was like, what's your new kid's name? And he was like, oh, I didn't say this. It was
his name
Stone.
Is Stone.
Yeah.
And then someone's like, wait, what? It's Stone Moss.
Yeah. Someone's like, is it Stone Moss? And it's technically no, it's not. Yeah.
He doesn't, when someone says his name is Stone Moss, he goes, mom named him. I didn't. He doesn't correct Moss. So maybe the name really is Stone Moss.
But that's I'm just saying a kid doesn't have to have the father's name, especially if the father isn't in the kid's life. Like, there's actually a good chance the kid doesn't have the father's name.
Yeah.
Time to earn your stripes, Nelson.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a gangster by the toe. Rearrange the numbers, yo. Early years are first to go.
What are you doing?
I think better when I talk it out and run.
Probably.
I got it. Let's arrange it by year. Let's go earliest to latest, starting with 1-23-09, 6-17-10, 3-21-11, 1-12-13.
I love when people discover a new hunk And they're mm-hmm. like, this hunk. And but the thing is with royal hunks, it's always weird because it's always like we've known about these people since they were little. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden we're allowed to call them hunks. Mm-hmm. And like as soon as that floodgate is opened, then it's like Archato, Queen Elizabeth's grandnephew, Archato is a heartthrob. Ah! And so like literally E! Online with the headline, Queen Elizabeth's grandnephew Archato is the royal heartthrob we need right now. I would argue we don't need any royal heartthrobs right now. I would argue we
need-
don't.
We I would say we don't need this. The grand nephew of Queen Elizabeth II is the heartthrob we need right now.
I would argue we don't need him, but that's okay. He's been posting, I guess, like thirsty slash like hunky pics on his Instagram.
Like, I had
abs. He's like, it is time to pick this up. Meanwhile, Vanity Fair has been reporting on this guy since he was a toddler. You know, like town, the town and countries of it all has like, they're like, oh, we know about Archato. We've known about him forever. And so
Arthur Chato is a hell of a name as well.
Arthur Chato. So his mother is Princess Margaret, a.k.a. Helena Bonham Carter in The Crown, played her, if that helps
anyone.
No, his
anyone. Grandmother. His grandmother is Princess
His grandmother.
Margaret.
His grandmother, right. And his mother is Lady Sarah Chato, and his father is Daniel.
I've never heard of those people either.
Me neither.
So
but
it's sort of
26th
like,
in line to the British throne.
Yeah, so if there were a designated survivor type pilot, like Arthur Chato would be the new King of England.
Truly, they would have to knock 26 people off the mm-hmm. off the peg.
Introducing Arthur Chato, the first royal to post shirtless selfies. That's an important designation also. Like, that's
I'm
kind
not
of
sure
a big deal.
I'm not sure that's even true. That's such a flex that it's not even true, I don't
it's,
think.
It's a Vanity Fair headline. I feel like they're doing their fact-checking.
Okay. And then the other...
They know.
Then we have Princess Margaret's grandson, Arthur Chato, is now a personal trainer.
What was he before? now... Arthur Chato, 21, has started work at the Bound Fitness Gym in Edinburgh, Scotland, where he's currently studying for a university degree in geography.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm studying
honestly,
geography.
I have to be honest. Once I got into the Arthur Chato hole, I discovered he has a brother named Sam Chato, who I think is cuter. Sorry. He's the artistic brother. He's not as hunky, but he's artistic, and I think he's cute.
Neither Chato is for me, but they're cute.
Okay,
they're
but
cute.
Like, he's
sure.
cute. Come on.
Yeah.
He had an apprenticeship at a North Shore Pottery.
I do like this vibe. I prefer this vibe to, like, you know, shirtless
yeah,
looking at
rocks.
He's
a trained yoga like, teacher, a passion he shares with his girlfriend, vegan blogger Sophie Pipe, who goes by the Instagram handle The Joyful Sprite. I'm just saying, like, do you want Art Chato, who's like a rower, who's like whatever, or do you want Sam Chato, who's
I want
pottery?
I don't want
and
Art
yoga.
Chato. I want Artsy Chato. I want Sam Chato.
Artsy Chato, you're so right.
It's here. SamChato.com has officially gone live. Check out the About page to find out my plans for the future and scroll through the gallery and the making section to see my creative process and some of the pieces I've already created.
I'm just saying, bury the lead here. Don't show me the shirtless Chato. Show me the Chato who spent 6 weeks in India where he completed his 200th hour yoga teacher training.
I cannot believe the British colonizers are still sending people to India. Like, Jesus Christ. I cannot believe that.
But to do yoga training, Bobby. I know, it's true. You're right. To do whatever. Okay, moving on.
Like, Sam, do you think he felt any, like, shred of guilt whenever he went into India? Was he like, this is fine? Sam.
Okay. Moving on. Plies. The rapper Plies. I love this story. Did you watch the video that is included
yes.
with the story?
And I tried to soundhound the, like,
it's
instrumental
so...
music that he uses. The beautiful instrumental music as he's burying his gold teeth.
Sad day today, y'all. It's a very sad day today. We all gathered here today to bury my gold teeth. Finally did it, man. Finally took my old gold teeth out, y'all. Been a long time coming. But change.
First of all, he looks amazing, I have to say. He knows it. He changed his this guy, so Plies, he's a rapper. Most probably known for the song.
Well, the song that I, when I was listening to his music, because like I had forgotten who Plies was. I was like, I couldn't really name you a song. So I was trying, I was like, I gotta know, one of these songs has gotta ring a bell. It took until his song from 2007 for it to ring a bell, Shawty, because T-Pain was in it. So if you listen to this, you'd be like, this is the song that like, I was like, oh, I know this song. And in, and so before we get into this, like, it, he went a really long time without releasing any music. And in 2018, he got a profile in, I think it was XXL Mag, because he had recently joined Instagram. And Instagram, like, kind of made him fame. Like, not, he was already famous, but it kind of made him a thing again. He figured out Instagram in, like, 2017, 2018.
Figured it out, which is, like, doing cute things
and just started getting, like, yes. And he started getting millions and millions of followers because he was making funny videos. Because
he was
a lot like this one. He was being cute and funny. And so it kind of helped his
resurgence. So his latest stunt, which I'd argue is, like, just smart in general, is he always had these kind of, like, gold teeth. He had these gold caps on his teeth. Mm-hmm. And he removed them and he buried them, but he buried them in like a, he did a video and it's like this beautiful video of him like literally burying his gold teeth. And he tweeted it and then he said on Twitter, I just removed and buried my gold teeth. I never thought in a million years this day would come. I wanted elevation, so I stepped out on faith. I ate some good pussy with them teeth though. I heard women love men with pretty smiles. Hashtag stay tuned.
And you got to play just the audio of him burying it. And there's clearly someone behind him who's laughing. It sounds like a woman who's like giggling.
It's cute though, because then I was so like delighted, because then you go to his Twitter and he's got a picture of him smiling with his white, very white teeth. I guess he really protected his teeth.
His teeth are beautiful.
They're very white. And he has his avatar is the same picture as the banner. And it's both of him with his new teeth. And his bio is hashtag new smile, new plies.
New smile, new plies. He deleted all of his other Instagram videos. Like he completely scrubbed his Instagram account. Like he's a new person because he's gotten rid of his teeth. I gotta say, as someone who has always felt self-conscious about their teeth, I hate my teeth. I still hate my teeth. I will always hate my teeth. I'm very jealous of nice smiles, and I'm looking at his teeth and I'm just like seething. Look how
he has
perfect
a beautiful
his teeth
smile.
Are.
He tweeted, I just showed my mom my new smile. She hugged me and started crying and said, I finally got my baby back. One of the proudest days of my life, 2021, I might just turn into a full-time brand ambassador with this new smile. No coochie getting it with these teeth, ladies. How'd I do? What? You can still eat pussy with your teeth.
Well, he's used to eating pussy with gold teeth. It's going to take some time for him to get used to it. It's going to take some time to get used to it.
It's true. He's
going
to have to figure out how to eat pussy with his original teeth. Sorry, I just...
He also just posted, he's very into his new teeth. He just posted right before we recorded another video of him somewhere. And it's like, just him smiling. That's it.
He just loves his teeth.
I love his teeth.
Are you kidding
me?
It's so cute. But it's funny because it's like, I wouldn't have seen this unless like tabloids posted about it. And he did enough like around the teeth that they picked up on it. Like, I think if he'd only done like one thing, they maybe wouldn't have noticed. But he like made a full event of the teeth. And I think that was like, he's really smart to do that.
But it is like the...
Does it crack
the thing
me
about
up?
Plies is it really is a huge deal, because if you look at him like that, he had like a very iconic look, and it all revolved around those fucking teeth, and now they're gone. Because like if you look at old photos of Plies, it's like, oh yeah, there he is. There are the teeth. The Bossip headline is great. Zaddy transformations. Plies tossed his gold teeth, shows off new lickable pearly whites.
Lickable. Lickable.
Okay. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming with this amid alert.
Cassie Skirbo says she's happy and grateful after Gleb Savchenko vacation, talks dating amid quarantine.
Christina Anstead debuts new inspirational back tattoo amid divorce from husband aunt.
Kate Hudson stars in new trailer for Sia's directorial debut, Music, amid backlash against film.
Caitlyn Jenner in talks to appear in Sex and the City reboot on HBO Max amid efforts to make the new installment more inclusive. Quote, they want new faces.
Alec Baldwin is quarantining in another house amid Hilaria Baldwin's ongoing accent controversy.
Too Hot to Handle's Francesca Farrago and TOWIE's Demi Sims kiss amid dating rumors.
Larsa Pippen, 46, reveals whether she'd get married again and have more kids amid Malik Beasley romance.
That has been your Amid Alert.
B-E-N-A-N-A. What will these two do today? Coffee walks, daily tasks, only sometimes wearing masks. B-O-N-A-N-C-A. In-girl and a divorcee. They're sharing shirts and sharing laughs, while others share their photographs. B-E-N-A-N-A. Let's update their dossier. B-O-N-A-N-Z-A. Is this the end? Who's to say?
And now a very special Banana Bonanza.
Might be our last Banana Bonanza.
This might be our last banana bonanza
if this is true, but I have to say, okay, we're on different sides here. This is actually breaking news, literally breaking, like, today at this very time.
A People exclusive.
Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas split, says source, colon, they are in different points in their lives. Here's the thing.
Everyone's in a different point in their lives.
Okay, true. But on one hand, it's a People exclusive. Usually those hold weight. On the other hand, this source, once you dig into it, is an anonymous source, is a unclear source. The source says, Ben is no longer dating Ana, a source tells People. She broke it off. Their relationship was complicated. Ana doesn't want to be Los Angeles-based, and Ben obviously has to since his kids live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my question is, why doesn't Ana just want to be Los Angeles-based? Well, that seems a little confusing.
That's the part about it where I'm like, I don't buy it. Like, if you want to be the it girl in Hollywood,
you gotta be Los Angeles.
To be in Hollywood.
Well, also I'm confused because I'm like, you said over text, this is the dumbest business decision you could
of all time.
Imagine, right? Like, the movie isn't even
a terrible
out
business
yet.
Decision.
At least wait till that movie drops.
And I mean, it makes sense from a promotional standpoint in terms of, okay, this hot couple that was the hottest A-list couple in the middle of a pandemic that everyone was paying attention to, basically because they had no one else to pay attention to, broke up during the pandemic, and now they're promoting a movie. Like, it's still buzzworthy, and it still gets people excited whether or not they're together at this point, because they were together for so long that the breakup is a big deal.
Right, and there's going to be tension and questions to ask for very different reasons.
But in terms of a business decision, it's like, have fun promoting this movie that Netflix wants to prioritize. Like, have fun doing this whenever everyone knows that you're broken up, because it's all people are going to want to talk about. You're going to hate doing it. Like,
right.
I don't know. People
Seems
have
like
people
torture.
Have stayed together for like less important reasons.
And now my question
is,
did they ever even move in together? Like, she sold her house and was apparently moving into his house. And did that even ever happen? If this is true, I guess there are parts of me that doesn't buy this at all. But then what's the source?
I don't know, but the sources, there have been like little drip drops of information for the past week, basically, because there were rumors that they were fighting. Like, I didn't believe any of this, and again, I don't really believe this, but they were just little, there was something on InTouch, there was something in The Sun where it's like, ever since they moved in together, they can't stop fighting. And I'm like, Ana's had it, but also Ana's been in Cuba for a lot of this, so that didn't The math there
that
didn't
doesn't
add up
track,
to me.
Because right.
I was like, first, one source is saying that they're broken up because she's been in Cuba all this time. And another source is saying that living together has been a nightmare because all they do is fight. Well, it's like, which one is it? So I don't know.
Also, part of me is like, so much energy has been put into this. The pop walks, the gifts, the trips, the everything about this.
Otherwise.
I'm like, well, it's all, I guess, like, waste of time, whatever, but more just like, it seems like the breakup would be as passionate and real and notable and come with a press release or not a, a comment on the record or whatever as the relationship was itself. So this like this kind of like weird anonymous source to people, I don't know. I just I really wonder about the vetting on the source. I would I think we're hopefully trying to prolong our segment, but if this is the end, then this is the end.
I just want to be on record saying I don't believe this and that I think that we will see them together in under 2 weeks.
We might see them again. We might see them together tomorrow to prove these wrong if this is the case. Yeah. But we saw this information elsewhere. We didn't. We decided to ignore it because it was not verified sources. But I would say the people source is when we took notice.
What makes me extremely sus is that the timing aligns with the Demois reporting. Like, Demois says they're broken up. They're done.
Not an anonymous source says, it's somebody through Demois. Right.
And then right after that, people says that it's true. Like, is this the same person spreading this rumor? You know, like, where is this coming from?
And did people see that and then seek out kind of confirmation and find it from the same zone?
I think that people saw it. I think that people saw it and tried to find it from their whoever their source is. So I don't believe it. But also, Ben's publicist is not the type to respond affirmatively.
Confirm or deny.
You know, like,
so
they
we
don't
might even
that.
Know by the end of the day, and I might need to add a future Lindsay segment on here. Mm-hmm. But stay tuned. It's Monday, January 18th at 1 o'clock p.m., so we'll see if anything happens. And if it does, I will place it here.
Future Lindsay here. It's 10:17 p.m. I have a quick update since we last spoke earlier. Here's the Daily Mail. This was posted at 1958. I'm not willing to do the conversion on time for that, but it happened recently. Here's the headline. Exclusive. Gone Girl. Ana de Armas poster is thrown in the trash outside Ben Affleck's home in LA amid split after his children were seen playing with the life-size cutout last summer. Here we have pictures of someone. They're masked and they look like they're the landscaper because they're wearing the outfit that the other landscaper is wearing. Throwing away the iconic life-size cutout of Ana de Armas in the trash. You know what? This feels a little bit too on the nose for me, you know, in terms of narrative. Bobby stands by his claim that they are still together. And that is your update. Future Lindsay signing out.
Shawn Mendes, I gotta say, I haven't really been following the Shawn Mendes Chipotle Bowl. I've been more interested in the Melissa Joan Hart Lunchables spawn. But can you tell me about the Shawn Mendes Chipotle Bowl? Lindsay,
sorry.
I'm asking you to tell me about the Shawn Mendes Foundation.
Is it one or the other? Is it one or the other? You only get one?
I'll talk about the Lunchables from here till Sunday.
Okay, I'm sorry. Shawn Mendes Chipotle Bowl is... Shawn Mendes announced he has his own Chipotle Bowl. It is like a charity-based. Like, it is for his charity. At least I think $1 goes to charity.
What was his tweet like? I've got a bowl! What is it?
A sweet green bowl? Oh, I'd be over the moon. A Chipotle Bowl?
He tweeted... I
got my own bowl.
I got my own bowl! Exclamation.
My bowl has cauliflower rice, a new plant-based option. Order. I like that it's $1 we donated, but I gotta say, having your own bowl, it looks fine. It looks really healthy.
It looks extremely healthy. I gotta say, I like cauliflower rice, so I'll be into it.
But I would say the Shawn Mendes bowl is the opposite of the Melissa Joan Hart Lunchables spawn. The opposite. Meanwhile, she's promoting something, getting all the money, and it's not even healthy.
She's getting all of the money. She's getting the check. Not $1 goes to charity. It's all going to Melissa Joan Hart. She posted a video on her Instagram that's like, the concept behind the video is her kitchen island is just covered in Lunchables. And it's always, there's always like the disparity, like the very funny disparity there of like when a really rich person has to like promote like Lunchables, like a normal person thing, where you have these Lunchables in this beautiful, like, I can't even tell you what stone that is, but it looks so expensive. Like, I just can't imagine Melissa Joan Hart serving.
It's just
her
funny
because
I sometimes mix up Melissa Joan Hart with Alicia Silverstone just because it's the same like era of nostalgic person.
Yeah.
But Alicia Silverstone is famously vegan. If Lunchables were in her house, she would burn the house down. The house would, she would, if a Lunchable came inside Alicia Silverstone's house, she would burn it down. So that's what I'm just thinking about that. But Melissa is like, she's handing them out to all her kids. They're in the kitchen. They're like, thanks, mom. And every single comment is like, those are disgusting. There's not one comment that's positive. That's fake. That's fake food. That's gross food. That's
and she says, hashtag ad. I'm loving Lunchable's new rewards program. It gives me major perks. Plus, one of you can win free groceries and grocery delivery for a year just by signing up. Go to LunchablesRewards.com to learn more. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. 50 US, 18 plus, PR, Puerto Rico, 21 plus, ends 3/31/21. So it's just like, she didn't even try to add her own voice to this thing.
Nowadays, parents are juggling a lot. I mean, between distance learning, working from home, household responsibilities. So I'm teaming up with Lunchables to give one lucky parent a free year of groceries and free grocery delivery. So, you know, you can cross that off your list.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. We're it's time for Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
So today on What's Rita Ora Up To, our weekly segment where we tell you what Rita Ora is up to, she's up to a lot. So we got, she's, the Teases new project thing is really
God,
funny.
I love that you say a lot. Like, what is a lot? Like, looking through
Rita's
it,
Rita's
like,
a teaser. This is from, what is this, The Sun? Rita's a teaser. Rita Ora can barely contain her excitement as she teases new mystery project. And she said of the mystery project, a photo of her smiling. This was shot on set of something so exciting. That's why I'm smiling from ear to ear. The new project is good news for Rita, who hasn't had the best couple of months.
Well, because her ad got, she got the backlash. She's still experiencing the backlash. And the ad where she's a giant trying to sell an iPhone or whatever, I guess got shelved because people were not thrilled. They did not want Rita Ora smashing through their town. They don't even know when that ad came out she was going to be doing more, like, additional damage. Like, the damage, she was actually doing damage to the town in other ways.
She also posted some flashbacks that got a lot of attention.
The throwback was in the Daily Mail. Rita Ora shows off her enviable figure in a white butterfly print leotard and a matching cap and throwback snap from the Phoenix World Tour. As we all know, the Phoenix World Tour.
The Phoenix World Tour, which we did not attend, which we should have attended, but we did not
have.
Attend.
We didn't know that we should have, but we should have.
We should have. And yeah, here she is showing off her enviable figure. I envy that figure. It's a very enviable figure. And then we have my favorite headline of the week, the best Rita Ora news of the week. And we're done. Thank you for listening to another episode of Who Weekly. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, call in at 619-WHO-THEM, and we may play your call on a future episode of Who's There, our weekly call-in show, which is on Fridays. And if you want more Who Weekly, support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly for twice weekly bonus episodes.
Wow.
And rate and reviews on Apple Podcasts.
That's a lot of episodes.
A lot of episodes. That's a lot of episodes. Rate and reviews on Apple Podcasts. We love your ratings. We love your reviews. And we'll see you later this week. Bye.
Bye.
You or Jayla?
Yo, 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 they want to know.
Hey.
Mia.
Hey.
Mia.
Come on, come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.
BONANZA. Is this the end? Who's to say?